Uranium Gate secret witness comes forward. Clinton says Trump behind investigation. Written by C. Mitchell Shaw. Published Wednesday, November 22, 2017 at TheNewAmerican.com. Hillary Clinton's involvement in the Uranium One deal is at the center of multiple congressional investigations. And while Clinton claims those investigations are attempts to shift the focus away from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe into allegations of Trump-Russia collusion, the secret witness in the Senate committee investigation looking into Clinton's wrongdoing in the Uranium One Gate scandal has come forward to identify himself and add validity to his claims. Reuters reported last week, quote, "The Senate committee searching for Clinton's alleged wrongdoing is keeping their witness's name cloaked. However, William D. Campbell, a lobbyist, confirmed to Reuters he is the informant who will testify and provide documents to Congress about the Obama administration's 2010 approval of the sale of Uranium One, a Canadian company with uranium mines in the United States, to Russia's Rosatom. At the time of the sale, Campbell was a confidential source for the FBI in a Maryland bribery and kickback investigation of the head of a U.S. unit of Rosatom, the Russian state-owned nuclear power company. Campbell was identified as an FBI informant by prosecutors in open court and by himself in a publicly available lawsuit he filed last year," close quote. Reuters also linked to online documents related to the lawsuit and the full complaint. Those links are available in this article. While he would not provide specific details, Campbell told Reuters that he wanted to testify because of his concerns about Russia's activities in the United States. Whatever his concerns, they are likely justified. As this writer said in a previous article about Clinton's actions in swelling the coffers of the Clinton Foundation while transferring 20-25% of U.S. uranium to Russia in a deal so crooked it would require a Clinton to pull it off, quote, "Now more is known about that deal, and the more that comes out, the worse it looks for both Clinton and Obama. FBI and court documents show that the Obama-era FBI, under the leadership of ousted FBI Director James Comey, was aware that Putin's regime in Moscow had compromised an American uranium trucking firm with bribes and kickbacks in violation of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, according to a report by The Hill. As an aside, does anyone still think it was a mistake for Trump to fire Comey? The evidence of bribes and kickbacks is not mere conjecture and innuendo, as in the case of allegations against Trump, but is solidly supported by a confidential U.S. witness working inside the Russian nuclear industry who gathered extensive financial records, made secret recordings, and intercepted emails as early as 2009, according to The Hill," end quote. The article by The Hill went on to say, quote, "They also obtained an eyewitness account backed by documents indicating Russian nuclear officials had routed millions of dollars to the U.S. designed to benefit former President Bill Clinton's charitable foundation during the time Secretary of State Hillary Clinton served on a government body that provided a favorable decision to Moscow," sources told The Hill. "The racketeering scheme was conducted with the consent of higher-level officials in Russia who shared the proceeds from the kickbacks," one agent declared in an affidavit years later, end quote. Uranium Gate was a bad deal for America. It was good for Russia, to the tune of 20-25% of U.S. uranium, and it was good for Clinton, to the tune of at least $40 million in donations to the Clinton Foundation, as can be seen by this link. And Campbell tried to warn the powers that be, but his warnings fell on purposefully deaf ears. Now he is set to testify to the Senate committee that is finally looking into the scandal. And Clinton, who is more than a little responsible for spawning investigations into Trump's alleged dealings with Russia with her Putin's puppet remarks during the campaign, now seems more than a little concerned about having investigators looking into her well-documented dealings with Russia. For her part, she claims the whole thing is, pardon the pun, trumped up. Reuters quotes Nick Merrill, a Clinton spokesman, as saying, quote, "This latest iteration is simply more of the right doing Trump's bidding for him to distract from his own Russia problems," end quote. What Merrill Clinton and everyone else on that side of the scandal seems to miss is that Trump doesn't appear to have any Russia problems. But Clinton, who, as irony would have it, helped start the whole Russia as the boogeyman process, does have a large share of Russian problems. And Uranium One and the Clinton Foundation are at ground zero of those problems. Reuters cited White House officials as saying that President Trump has asked that a Justice Department gag order on Campbell stemming from the bribery case be lifted so that he can testify to congressional investigators. That gag order has been partially lifted, according to Reuters. Now that Campbell, whose testimony has been described as critical, will be able to tell the Senate committee what he knows, Clinton's denials and obfuscations will likely begin to unravel more quickly than they already have.